orders for the month of August?
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carry. Motion to approve the payment of bills from August 24th, August 30th, and September 12th abstracts.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Public comments, limited to 5 minutes each. Peter, you're first.
The Hudson Valley Festival Progress Main Street Program, which Jason and I are attending, proving to be very useful. I sent you their preparation of statistical profiles of Philmont, which, well, I sent it to Jessica for distribution sometime in a couple of weeks. Jason has the report for the last three sessions that we've attended, and it's progressing. And apropos of that, because it's focusing on Main Street and various areas that can improve the community, not only in terms of for small businesses, but for its residents. I've noticed a disturbing tendency as a pedestrian here that people on the Main Street area are putting out old furniture and old TVs, things that clearly are not picked up with a green sticker and not picked up because they're not in a big container by the other commercial. And I'm just wondering, can't we do something, since most of these are rental properties, that if the rubbish put out on the sidewalk is not picked up by someone that may need a chair, a table, a bookcase, a suitcase, whatever, that if that's not removed by the owner of the building within 7 days or an appropriate time, they're notified there's trash in front of your place, that DPW picks it up and then builds it. Because we're going around now in this area and this rubbish that no one is willing to pick up is just sitting there. So it really runs counter to the type of project of renovating the hotel, plus other efforts in the town. So what can be done about that?
Well, I hadn't noticed lately.
Walk out there, turn left, and go up 2 doors. You'll see some go up.
The only one that I noticed is one by the Catholic Church that's been out there for a while.
That's on the south side. I'm just talking now about the north side. I have to go down the south side and across the street, a plastic box that's been sitting there for some weeks.
All
right. We really need to pick this junk up and dispose of it, and build the owner of the structure.
Can we do that?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the code now. I thought we had something that could be used, but it'd be up to code enforcement to cite people if they're leaving it too long. We all know people put a couch out hoping someone else will take it, and then when they don't, it sits there for 3 weeks. So I think that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Exactly. So let's reduce the 3 weeks to...
So
DPW just couldn't pick it up and without a citation previous.
They could pick it up, but they couldn't charge for it.
Right.
So,
well, we've been through this before because Rob told us we couldn't pick it up because it's personal property on personal property.
Well, that's the issue. I mean, there needs to be some due process, meaning that the property owner needs to be notified.
You told us that.
Yeah, because then you're going to end up picking up a lot of free trash.
Or buying a new couch because they say, I didn't mean to, yeah.
So we need to go through Lee, I think, for enforcement. We need to try to find a person maybe to fill Monty's spot. He would do that.
Right, but as of right now, we'll get a list tomorrow because it's garbage day. Ed is the driver, so I'll have Ed write the list.
Yep.
And then we'll get it to Lee to see what we can get done. We can have the girls write the letter. All he's got to do is sign it.
Yep.
Sorry to pile on more work. All right. We can handle that. Just gotta write that down.
And maybe DPW could do that every time they run around and date their list is, so we know if something's been there for 3 or 4 weeks.
They see the whole village every Tuesday, so.
Right.
It shouldn't be an issue, and all he does is drive, so he can certainly write and drive at the same time. You done? Julia?
I sent a similar letter, but the letter that I'm gonna be reading is from Karen Schomer, who can't be here tonight. She asked me to read the whole letter out loud. As a member of the Summit Lake Conservation Group, I was disappointed that the planning board chose to approve the woods development over strenuous and rational community objections at the board's August 3rd meeting. Many of the objections raised repeatedly by the Summit Lake Conservation Group members and others are not special interests, but relate to the safety of the town as a whole and the important role Summit Lake and its environment play in the fabric of the community. In granting preliminary approval, the planning board disregarded town and state codes which are designed to protect and secure our community, such as road width on a one-way street to accommodate fire vehicles, ignored crucial aspects of the town's comprehensive plan, and contradicted years of work and funding that have gone into the BOA designation. While I'm sincerely grateful that the planning board gave community members an opportunity to speak at the public hearing and even the August 3rd meeting, after the public hearing had been closed, I never felt as though the board addressed our concerns or looked or took them seriously. Our concerns were minimized, dismissed outright, and at times even ridiculed. Having said that, I'm hopeful that the board of trustees will continue to work on behalf of the town of Philmont in areas related to the woods that are within its jurisdiction, specifically the relocation of Essex Trail and the Covenants. At a board workshop meeting in July, Trustee Cropper brought up the use of eminent domain to allow the village to retain control of the Essex Trail. Can you please let us know the status of that effort? And she added, the Essex Trail is a remarkable community resource. I have walked in several times in recent weeks and enjoyed its peacefulness and the opposite shore view of Philmont from the Boy Scout dock. Obviously, threading this trail past wealthy private yards will destroy its value as a natural experience. So she's just asking to know what came of the inquiry about taking control of the existing trail. And then her other set of questions relate to the covenants. Overreach submitted covenants to the planning board that are meant to restrict lot buyers on the number of trees that they can clear and the color they can paint their homes. Yet these covenants, which are to be the purview of the village, were submitted on the morning of August 3rd, the same day the woods received preliminary approval, and these covenants have not yet been made public, as far as we know. Given the important role that these covenants play in backing up Overreach's sales pitch to the village about minimizing tree cutting and protecting the Summit Lake viewshed, we're asking the trustees to commit to reviewing these covenants in a public and transparent manner and provide an opportunity for the public to make comments and ask questions. So we're wondering if the trustees are planning on holding a public hearing prior to voting on those covenants. And we're asking that they commit to not just hearing, but addressing the community concerns. And as part of that, wondering if there can be additional items suggested to be added to the covenants. For instance, we're concerned that there isn't a restriction on the use of herbicides and fertilizers on private properties in the development that could run off into Summit Lake. Thank you so much for taking our concerns into account. I look forward to seeing the Board of Trustees continue to act firmly on behalf of Summit Lake as a unique and valuable natural and public resource that benefits the entire community of Philmont. Sincerely, Karen Schomer.
Thank you. George? You're not going to get an answer because it's pending litigation in the future, and we're not going to get into answering anything tonight. So go ahead and speak, George.
Start off by a good note, the community center, Doug got PVC trim for the doors. That went up this week, the jams were repaired and painted. The doors are sanded down, as soon as we get a good day, I'll repaint the doors and adjust the hinges. What I've noticed up there is the handicap threshold. It's got a hole in it, it's been rusting to get in the main door. And I'd like to see maybe S&S if they can recoat that with a thin piece of steel or something rather than rebuild the whole thing. And I know the.
It's a plate steel, you know, it goes up in.
Yeah.
And there's a hole in it. It's been there for 20 years.
They may have something up to DPW, I think they got some diamond plate stuff up DPW.
I know ADA says no more than a half inch lip.
Is it weldable, George, or is it too big?
It's weldable, yeah, it's a steel diamond plate.
That can be fixed.
Okay, Doug can look into that. So a few other things here, the planting's going good, I bought some bulbs today, as well as some spring flowers. And I just have to do a fall cleanup. The upper parking lot, I've been picking up a lot of garbage up there. They get a 5 gallon pail a week, somebody dumped a whole supply of plates in the kitchen stuff last week. The other thing I wanna address is the gazebo roof cap, it's a hexagon. I think I can come up with something fairly simple and not have, you know, a taller cupola, just a cap that also it's not dripping through the middle of that. I think just a PVC base with a simple hexagon roof on it. And I'd also like to build a hexagon picnic table sometime in the spring to fit that building better than the table that's there. And I'll volunteer to build it. I know we can get hemlock at Kentwood Products, and which holds up to moisture pretty good. And since it's gonna be undercover, I don't think we need to use pressure treat it. So those are things that propose at the community center.
Well, that's not all community, that's Jason.
That's Parks.
Okay.
I got the notes, George, we'll be on it.
Okay.
The community center is a different thing.
One thing I didn't hear the planning board address is that on the view shed, you know, our sunsets in the west, that whole eastern shore of the reservoir is lit up every sunset, that golden light on that hill. And there's gonna be, you know, 16 houses up there with low energy glass, which is highly reflective. It's gonna be a hillside full of mirrors. It affects the view shed. I know I'm probably biased because I live up there, but it's just one thing to consider. The other thing is I didn't hear anybody address the truck route yet. You know, Summit Street is 8 ton, Roxbury Road is 4 tons. A truckload of stone from Colorado is 20 tons. And they're gonna be tearing up our roads. So I just want that to be noted, that's all. I have nothing else. But there is, one more thing. The state of New York, if you look it up, there's four categories of species. Endangered, which we have none. Then there's threatened. There's three on there. Pie-billed grebe, which I've seen out there. Bald eagle. And the long-eared bat, which the developer brought up. And then the second group, or third group, is special concern, which I've all seen up there in the woods. Jefferson salamanders, southern leopard frog, wood turtle, American bittern on the water, ospreys, scuppernocks, small-footed bat, and unnamed dragonfly species that listed in the DEC thing. And the next one of high priority of greatest conservation need for the American eel, which I know are in the Aguamic, and the little brown bat, because they've been killed off by fungus, white fungus disease, and the American bumblebee. So if you can look those up on the Encon thing, but those are the species that I've know of that are up there, and I've personally seen the majority of them. That's it.
Back to the community center. Mm-hmm. We appreciate all the work you're doing up there.
And I enjoy it, actually.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you do. and there is material needed. We don't expect.
Yeah, I know. Julie Barings, he has already said, you know.
We will supply you the material if you're willing to do the work.
All right, yeah, I'm fine with that. More than fine with that. I have a bill for the paint for the door. It was a quart of paint. You know, I had caulk at the house. I had screws at the house for the trim. So
the molding I bought. You know, so we've painted
we gotta get them reimbursed for the paint, I don't.
Right, just turn in a bill and Julie will approve it.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I don't expect you, your time is valuable. We don't expect you to put the material on, too.
I'm kinda mostly retired now, just doing volunteer work, so, it's right next door, so I like to actually go over there and watering every day.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay, is Bill here?
Yep.
Okay, I know who you are now. You're next.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if you got the report I gave to the secretary. We've got out some trees growing alongside of my building in the back, and I'm ready to put a new roof on it and some siding. And a couple of the trees are leaning right on the building, and there's more than a couple of trees that really need to be looked at in terms of, you know, taking care of them before I do the improvements on the building. So, yeah, I have some pictures, I don't suppose you wanna look at them now, but somebody will have to come over and take a look and discuss what, you know.
What's the easiest way to get, hold of you?
Email or phone.
Cause what I'll do is I'll have DPW boss get in touch with you.
Okay.
And then take them through what you're gonna do.
Sure.
And between everybody, we'll get it taken care of. Just write your phone number down for me, and I'll get it to them. Thank you. All right, Mr. Fitzsimmons.
Nothing new to report this month, just ongoing projects the board's aware of.
Court Treasurer.
Reminder, the fourth quarter calendars go out in the next water billing. There's limited space, so please contact office soon if you have anything to add to it. Water and sewer bills will be mailed out on October 1st and will be due by the 31st without penalty. Water turnoff was on September 7th with four people on the list. The annual updated document has been filed with the Office of the State Comptroller and is under their review. Fire protection agreements will be signed and mailed to Hillsdale and Claverick. I took over New York State Big Safe notification in Dave Sider's absence. There's been dozens of file meter readings for property transfers. We've had multiple meetings with Ed, Mike, Cliff regarding CHIP submission, state salt bid, and upcoming water meeting reads. Attended the union negotiation meeting, prepared a spreadsheet with figures for the attorneys, and the office will be closed on Monday, October 10th, in observance of the holiday.
Thank you. Library report. Toby?
Yes. The buildings and grounds, we finally had the work done. That was from the burst water pipe in January. So anybody wants to come in and visit and see all the good stuff we've got going. We did have to close a few days because the fumes from, it wasn't necessarily the paint, we think it was the carpet glue, was just too much for definitely our staff, one is pregnant. So we just figured it was safer to close the building. Huge thank you to Free Columbia and the Richard Program. Thank you. they painted the tool shed. It looks beautiful. Again, if you're in that area and walking by, go take a look. The mural goes all the way around the building. It's really beautiful. Virtual programs we've been doing again with the Columbia County Library Association. Tonight and the next three second Mondays, which happens to be this night, of the month will be a history series on the life and times of Martin Van Buren. We're also doing monthly workshops with Habitat for Humanity on the last Tuesday of each month. We've been working with Habitat and Greylock Federal Credit Union to present these programs on financial literacy to get people ready for homeownership on things like budgeting and fixing up their credit, stuff like that. So since the damaged area of the library is now complete, we can start having story hours again, and we'll most likely start those at the end of the month, and some after-school programming as well. And starting tomorrow, we will be open on Tuesdays from 1 to 5 o'clock from now on, and we're getting a tremendous response of happiness from people because they say that not much is open on Tuesdays, so they're very excited. I got an email from Julie Baranese from the Community Center asking for suggestions for programs for the Community Center. And so we have talked a little bit about, I emailed her some contacts that I have with programs that we've worked with in the past, like Mud Creek and the Land Conservancy, and we're talking about doing some programs together as well. Right now we have an art show up in the library, which is the Akawamik Alumni Association, and that will run until the end of the month. And when that is finished, the next show in there will be the Columbia County Photo Club. There will be a Poets Opera on September 17th, the Saturday at 2, I believe it's next weekend. And we're planning on doing something called the Little Free Art Gallery in front of the library. It will be like a little free library, but instead it will have artworks, and we're in the discussions of the design for that right now. We have spoken to the treasurer of the Friends. The Friends has been kind of not really functioning for the last several years, so they have disbanded, and they will be giving us the sum to the library of about $11,000, is what they did have in their account. With the Columbia County Library Association, we visited the fair and spoke to people about all the different things that we have, resources that we have as a county, including a new program called News Bank. It's actually had it for a couple months. But if you go to our library website, on the bottom you'll see newspapers. When you click on that, it will bring you to a site called News Bank, and you can actually read things like the Register Star and Albany Times Union and other newspapers throughout the state right online for free with your library card. And there's no limit. You can, you know, go on every single day. And then I've been part of a special committee with Mid-Hudson Library System about trying to make the program that we use, Overdrive, which is the app is called Libby, to make that work better for our patrons, and better ways of providing that service throughout the system, and making you know, better purchasing power by everyone in the system. And that report will be going to the DA, which is our Directors Association, at our next meeting this coming Friday. And so it's supposed to help people plan their budgets and plan the way they purchase through Overdrive to decrease the wait times on that app on Libby. And then I just have one question for you. The structural issues in the basement, how are we going along on that? Because I believe our next quarterly report to the state is this.
I have to get in touch with Chris, and we have to meet down there. This has been a hectic month with David out and trying to get everything squared away for the long term.
Right.
I'm on it. That's the best I can do.
Okay.
And your window is here.
Oh, okay. Upstairs. I was going to ask that too. Yeah. Excellent. Okay.
No, it came in 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I'll have it in before.
Okay. Excellent.
Cold weather.
And Wednesday, Jason and I are going to be looking at the different sites for the pollinator pathway. That grant is due on the 30th of this month. So we're almost ready. Anya has written most of the parts of it, but we're just going to look at what sites in particular. We've already measured the flower boxes out front of the building. We've measured the park across the street, and we've measured a general area for Summit Lake and in front of the library. But Jason and I will walk through other possible sites as well.
Very good.
I've been trying to use pollinator plants up at the community center. And
yeah.
There's been a lot of bees and butterflies with many students.
Yeah, it's great.
Are you incorporating the green?
Excuse me?
The green?
We're going to look at some more sites. Those were just the ones that we think of, you know, that we thought were, you know, the most visible. Yeah.
Wednesday at noon, if you'd like to come, Deborah.
Yeah.
You'd like to come for a walk.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Community Center, Doug?
Okay, Julie's report starts with facility. The center was checked regularly by both her and myself. She mentions George's work. Thank you, George. Understaffed, the resignation of Monty Jennings as an assistant was acknowledged with thanks for service. Monty was very helpful by assisting with multiple programs over the past 3 years. Programs on August 8th through 12th, the Wonderful World of Insects program was held. Cornell Cooperative Extension Agent Sarah led the program and was assisted by Jess Dropperall. Jess did a fantastic job publicizing the event, but turnout was small. The attendees did have a good time learning about the environment and insects.
Thank you. Please.
All right. We had last month 21 calls for service. We made 2 arrests, did 79 property checks, issued 7 UTTs, and gave warnings to 21 people for vehicle and traffic violations. Fairly eventful month.
Perfect. Sally?
Okay. So the report summary for the month. So the BOA grant updates, the monthly BOA co-chair standing meeting with Mayor Johnson and Trustee Ostrander was held on 8:30. Barbara Segal, who's the chair of the Watershed Advisory Committee, could not attend that meeting. So under the BOA work plan, PB Inc. reported in that meeting that the draft of the RFP for the BOA work plan is in motion. So we're still working on that. And then we moved on along to the LWRP, which is the Local Waterfront Revitalization Program grant, which is doing the watershed management plan. And the updates, we had a really good month on this. So there are 6 achievements here. The Watershed Advisory Committee, the WAC, consisting of the municipal participating towns of Claverack, Ghent, Hillsdale, and Austerlitz. Meeting was held on 8:10, and the summary notes were approved by the DOS and sent to the village webmaster and upload them if she likes. PB Inc. and the WAC made revisions in that meeting to the draft of the RFP to hire the watershed management plan consultants. Revisions to that draft watershed revisions to the draft were approved by the DOS on 9/23. So you're quite pleased about that, because you'll see that in last month we reported that there was a really problematic paragraph and it really wasn't described in the draft.
8/23?
8/23,
not 9/23.
No, the meeting we had in July for the...
Right, but you said it was approved on 9/23, which hasn't happened yet.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you very much. Yes, you're correct. 8/23. Thank you. Typo there. Thanks, Clara.
Yeah.
So that was very good. So we had brought that to the attention of the DOS, and there are like complications in terms of just being too condensed in the work plan. And for an RFP, it just wasn't making it clear what the separate aspects of that were. So I worked on that, submitted to the WAC. They were pleased, and there were no revisions in response. And then it got submitted to the DOS to Irene Hollack, and she was like, great. So that was done. So now we are actually in the position that we have the draft of the RFP ready to go. It is approved by the WAC, it is approved by the DOS, and it's waiting on the attachments that we've requested from Rob Fitzsimmons, which are to address the requirements of the village procurement. And it's a question of, you know, what you want to add in there, right? We'd really like to be able to, and that could be forms, you know, you've got them all on board, right? They're standard, boilerplate coming off, you know, addressing the Fulmont's procurement policies and requirements. So we would very much like to be able to have the meeting in September with the WAC, so with those attachments, if that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
and so that we can get, you know, complete sign off. And then, so then now I can move to number three. Number four on the list was in the meeting. So request of the attorney was submitted for the forms. We did that. So the plan is to really to be able to be in the position to publish for the village, to publish the RFP on the state contract reporter in late September. I can do that with Jesse. We've done it before several times, not with you, but with other clerks. You have an account that we set up and that goes out, and it would be great to be able to get it out, you know, late September at the, you know, if we can. So the only last thing that was in terms of the LWRP work plan, the work plan and the budget amendment was received from the village, from the DOS, and it was executed by the mayor on August 16th. And the fully executed amendment was then received in return from the DOS, countersigned on August 18th. So that was a good turnaround. Thank you, Mayor, for doing that. And the amended work plan and budget is what we're now using going forward. So the it needs to, there's a work plan on the village website that is the pre-amended one that needs to get changed out. PB Inc. has already done it on our website. That would be helpful. You can go on our website and download that.
Which document needs to be changed out?
Say it again.
Which document needs to be changed out?
It's the work plan for the LWRP.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And actually, when you click on it, on our, you're just going to see work plan. You click on it, it will open, and you'll see, you know, the date that it was amended, so you'll know that it's the amended one.
Okay. Thanks.
And it just, you know, has what that amendment does. I mean, we have been talking about this in the last couple of months' meetings. The work plan got rewritten to make it clearer, and the DOS, there was a lot of back and forward on that. And then, of course, task number 10, which changed from a site-specific natural inventory report to a biological study. And that is an in-depth study of the Summit Lake mostly at the easterly end, looking at the invasive species and, you know, how the environmental runoff and all of the things that are affecting the lake. If you haven't read it, if nobody else has read it, I would advise you to do that. It's not going to get better until we can get there to improve it. Invasive species are considerably growing every year. I'm sure that if you just have to walk along the lakeshore to see that. So we'd advise the board to really get to grips with that and understand what actually creates invasive species and the imbalance in water, which is mostly to do with runoff. So, and then the last thing in that meeting was that, and this is sort of past tense now, but in the meeting that we had in August 30th, was that the presentation of Philmont's history was scheduled to be in the hall on the 11th. Matt Kirsted, Milestone Heritage Consulting, and he would present with a PowerPoint and engage questions. I added up the sign-in sheets. You were there the night you stayed for a little bit of time, which was great. Larry helped us open, which was great. And I added up the sign-in sheets. There are people, you know, that won't sign the sign-in sheets. So we know who those are, and then we can calculate that in. We had like 56 people here yesterday, which was, you know, excellent. And they engaged the community in a certain level of conversation that was, it's complex, obviously, you know, historic district and what's being proposed and the work that has to be done. But that's a pretty good turnout for interest. And the other interesting I thought was that Matt Kirsted, who had come here in 2017, asked and did a great presentation then, asked how many people in the hall had attended that
presentation, and I think only 5 hands went up. So these are all new people who've never, you know, been sitting, listening to this presentation. So that was awesome. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you.
Do you have anything?
I'm just here in case we did the application for the Greenway grant. So it was due in September. There's a resolution for you for the post application to approve it. And I believe you should have a copy of it. And if you have any questions, I just want to be here.
Okay. DPW and water. Some of you may not know, but our water superintendent, DPW superintendent, has got some health issues. I think I've got the two departments straightened back around. I brought in the retirees to fill in his absence. This may be a prolonged absence, so you're going to have to bear with us a little bit. He's going to need some time to get back in shape. But everything seems to be moving forward. They've cut brush, they've carried on with the samples, and they've got everything running just the way it's supposed to be. Trucks are getting serviced. The old guys still know how to do it. So that's him. As far as I go, we've been working with the DPW and the wastewater department trying to get some kind of schedule and order going. I've met with Peter about his project. I've been working with the library. Things have been a little hectic this month. I did drop the ball. I was supposed to meet with Chris Hoppy down there and Peter down there, but I got busy personally, and with the DPW thing going on, it'll get done this month. I was at the negotiation meeting with the union, with Doug, and I've met with a few other people trying to buy a truck for the wastewater, trying to replace the pickup truck, which got a bad report the last time it came back from the mechanic. Frame's getting bad. So between Chrissy and Jessica and I, we've been trying to buy one. It'll be out to bid probably next month. Other than that, we'll move on to Mr. Cropper.
Well, Brian, I was glad to see you recognize that old guys are the best. I attended the workshop meeting, had some calls from the public regarding some noise issues, some water issues, which I called Cliff and he took care of that. The contract meeting, the negotiations, did that with Brian. Checked the properties. Brian thanked DPW. They took care of those issues on the Village Green with the garbage and the trees that needed to come, needed to be taken down.
Looks good.
Checked the community center and all the other properties. I'm really happy to report that this entire spring and summer, I'm probably going to jinx it, but I've not been called to Forest Lake once. There has not been any problems at all, so our system is working well. There's been no garbage. The little bit of garbage that you might be up there,
waited another month.
So I know I shouldn't have said that. But usually summer's the worst, and I haven't had to go up at all. And I helped Sally with the setup for the history presentation. That was very good, and I attended that. I could only stay for about an hour. But also to thank the DPW for the shades that came up. I think they helped the visuals quite a bit, being able to block the light. That's it.
Thank you. Jason?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I had a general question about the Forest Lake. I ended up going to the main office and speaking with the ladies there, and I just was wondering if there was a place I could read about the rules and the handling of those.
Jessica has all that written down.
They asked for it, and they didn't have it.
Huh? It's just like what's attached to the meters.
Yeah, that's all there is. There's not that many rules.
Okay.
What did you want to do that you think might be not be allowed?
I just didn't understand it at all. I've never seen it before, this kind of setup, so I wanted to understand.
Okay, so you can get the key through the village clerk or the deputy clerk, and
there's three available.
Yeah, there's three available, and you can leave a deposit, so we get it back. And I mean, you can go up there and fish and so on. There is no swimming allowed. There's no camping, no campfires, that kind of thing. But if you want to, you know, paddle or just fish.
Go up and enjoy it.
Go up and enjoy it.
Unlock the gate when you go in. After you.
Yeah, you'll get a key to unlock the gate. As soon as you drive through, you relock it behind yourself.
This is an informal
rule.
It's totally informal. Just set up.
It's kind of when you get the key, there's kind of a list that.
Yeah, there's like a.
Yeah, and there's a list. Then there's a list of the rules at the gate. And I mean, some people just go up there and sit there for 2 hours and eat lunch and enjoy themselves in the peace and quiet.
Nice place to spend the afternoon with your daughter.
Is there exceptions for families going up there from the business, from the village? Because on the rules say two people.
That's what I was wondering. And the other thing was that the village has three keys available, and it's first come, first served, which was reported as sometimes that can be like an issue on the weekends. And and there was another part that was that I'm not a member of the Robin Gun Club, but they apparently have their own keys that are
the Robin Gun Club has one key.
They have one key. Mm-hmm. And so that's all I wanted. I just wanted to know if there's a written in village rules or anything or code.
Listen, if you want to take your family up there, yeah, somebody comes up, nobody's gonna say anything.
Right.
We just want you to respect the place when you go up there. We want you to leave it as you find as you was when you got there. It's just some place that the village has. It's a nice place to go spend an afternoon.
The reason the rule is like that is because, you know, some other people, not like yourself, would maybe sign out a key and then have 20 teenagers drinking beer up. That we don't want.
Right. And the reason the gun club does have a key is because they police it for us. Right. That's part of our taking care of the place. It's just a nice place to spend an afternoon.
Wonderful.
I've never been there, so.
Oh, you got a gun.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Go see it.
If you want to borrow a canoe, I got one you can take.
Thank you.
Bill, we should talk, because we've been talking about some library stuff recently about the trees around it, and maybe some movement on that eventually, so I'd like to speak with you after the meeting for a second. Working at the library a lot, so hopefully we can get Chris Hoppy down there. I promise Toby I would say it again. To get the engineering stuff. I know you've been busy. And I appreciate all the work that you guys do at the DPW, too. It's unbelievably smooth. And in fact, I think things are going better than ever as far as things go at the DPW. Toby alluded to the parks audit that we're doing, a full audit of all the parks in the village to possibly, you know, make them better. And also place the pollinator pathways, which we approved last month. Maybe we'd like to come on that walk. Like I said before, we're going Wednesday at noon. Love to have people to come take a walk with us. It's pretty informal at this point. Obviously working with Peter on the Mainstream Makers project, which has been interesting. The demographic packet they put together has been extremely interesting and great to look at, and going to be a great tool for us in the future. And still working on the Fire Department Air Pack grant, which is extremely disappointing. It was passed on by Delgado to the rural, I'm not sure the agency is, the agency in the federal government, and so the entire process has been started over. Although it's determined we've still got some money, we don't know when it's coming. It's been a year and a half. That's all I got.
Thank you.
Where are you going to meet noontime Wednesday?
Oh, sorry. The library. Great question.
You're up.
Attended all the meetings, workshop meetings, the BOA meeting that Sally had talked about. I met the gentleman who purchased the old Blue 19 truck and said goodbye to that. He's actually turning it into a garbage truck. He has a garbage business over in Colville. He's taking the body off of it and putting a garbage unit on it. And I had discussions with Dave Rogers regarding the LOSAP and our how the program's running. And you know, we're going to review if we're funding it properly. And I'm going to meet with him in the next month or two to make sure that we have enough money. And I have the fire chief's report for the month of August through September 9th as well. Calls for the month were 19. I'm not going to list them all. There was 9 EMS calls and 10 fire calls. Total calls for the year, 73 fire calls, EMS calls 64, so combined is 137 calls. Drills for the month were 3, truck inspections 2. There was a first responders appreciation night, August 11th. 12 members attended that down to Clawrick Park. Chatham Fair Parade, we had 14 members in line. We provided food service at the Old Tone Music Festival September 9th through the 11th with various members, totaling 11. Fire Prevention Week at Taconic Hill School will be October 7th. Subnight's going to start back up on October 7th, and that's how we fund our scholarship, $1,000 that we give to a student inside the fire district every year. And fit testing for interior firefighters is scheduled for September 22nd at the firehouse. That's it.
Thanks. Deborah?
Well, it's nice to be back after being away. Let's see, I too attended the historic district presentation last night. And for anyone who doesn't know, we now have on the village website a link to the slides under, if you go to the menu and you go to boards and committees and then BOA committee and working groups. There's a heritage working group page and that has links to both the cultural resource study and the slideshow from last night, and by tomorrow we'll also have a link to the audio on our WGXE page, and I'll link it from that page, and you'll be able to listen to it and follow along to the slides if you weren't able to be there last night. So I've been doing a lot of work on the website regarding the BOA and trying to get that more accessible, the information and the updates more accessible to people. And I also welcome feedback. If something's hard to find, let me know, because that means it needs to be adjusted. I communicated with Mark Roundtree about the dock repair, and he says, Doug, I should let you know this, that he's going to hope to have a materials list to us by the end of the week. There is a county climate vulnerability assessment and adaptation plan, and Doug and I plan to watch here at the village office a webinar about that. We have an opportunity to participate in that program where we'll get help from the Cornell Cooperative Extension to do a climate vulnerability assessment for the village and also come up with a plan. An adaptation plan. So we're going to find out more information about that and see if it makes sense for the village to participate in that. Let's see. I've been in touch with... I'll leave that. I've been very involved in the New York Restore Grant, drafting the letter of intent and the... the notice of the hearing and also the resolution, and I think that's what I have for now. Yeah.
Thank you. Correspondence. This is provided to the board and the public. Hard copies are in the office. Motions and resolutions.
Motion to allow the mayor to sign the contractor's application for payment number 5 MCJ Construction LLC in the amount of $25,176.09 for the work on the village of Philmont wastewater treatment plant.
You get a motion.
Motion. All right, one of those.
Just
second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
to allow the mayor to sign the municipal multi-module capital projects agreement.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
To accept the regret, Monty Jennings' resignation as Assistant Zoning Enforcement Officer, Community Center Assistant, and Village Election Inspector, effective August 15th, 2022.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
To correct a wording error from July 11th meeting, motion should read to transfer the amount of $19,725 from the water fund checking to the general fund savings to replace the amount originally transferred on August 6th, 2021, to pay the Harkins invoice.
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
To move the October Board of Trustees meeting from October 10th to Tuesday, October 11th at 7 p.m. due to the Columbus Day holiday.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
To put out for bid the furnishing of #2 fuel service and maintenance for the Village of Philmont Municipal Building, Library, Community Center. Bids to be opened at the October 11th board meeting.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
To put out for bid the furnishing of propane service and maintenance for the Village of Philmont Municipal Building, Library, Water Tower Building, and DPW Garage.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
To reimburse OIC Vern Doyle an amount of $480 for a payment associated with email for the police department for the Village of Philmont.
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Transfer the amount of $12,825.44 from the property maintenance reserve to general fund checking to cover the cost of the demolition of the remains of 70 Chestnut Court from the structure fire.
Motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
To change Edward Barbender's pay rate from $20 an hour to $25 an hour while acting as DPW supervisor and Dave Sider's absence, working 20 hours a week maximum and non-benefited, effective August 22nd.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
And we have the resolution. Whereas the Village of Philmont is applying to the Hudson River Valley Greenway for a grant under the Hudson River Valley Greenway Planning Grant Program for a project entitled Philmont Comprehensive Plan Update to be located in Village of Philmont. Now therefore be it resolved that the government board of the Village of Philmont hereby does approve and endorse the application for a grant under the Hudson River Valley Greenway Planning Grant Program. A program known as the Philmont Comprehensive Plan Update.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unfinished business. Water tower. I have been in touch with another engineering company, and they're sending us a proposal. Hopefully it's a lot better than the one that we have currently.
Better as in less expensive?
Yes. It's LaBarge, so Robin and I have talked, and they've been a good help to her. The guy always has the right answers when I call him on the phone. I mean, he knows what's going on, so maybe. We'll see. But Chrissy and Jessica sent him the report on the tower, and he has Ray's phone number. We're going to get in touch with Ray. Because Ray's one of the three people that know what's going on up there. So they get a plan to shut the water off. So it's in progress.
What do you think an approximate date would be for that?
Not gonna be put out till spring.
Okay.
And the goal is still to put the three of them out together, Culvert, Huxford, Greenport, and us. Although they're not gonna use the same engineer, if we put them out to bid at the same time, maybe a company will come in. Just as long as they go on the paper at the same time, go on that state site, maybe we'll get somebody to bid on. New business.
I got one question. With David being out, when we had a structure fire, he went somewhere to try and get us more pressure. Is someone taking that job over while he's out? Okay.
And actually, I think your chief has the key to do that with, if it ever happens in a development again. And if he needs a refresher course while Mike is in town one morning, I can have him meet up.
Okay.
But we do have that under control. We don't have any executive decision. I guess I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I got a couple things.
Good. Thanks.
The emergency action plan, Jason, you and I should put together.
Right, we talked about that a few months ago.
Okay.
We need to update that, and I'd like you to be involved, since you're second on the list. If I'm out of town, you'd be in charge.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you need updating. We need to update it and kind of show you what has kind of happened with that. Then I have a question. Just so the board hears this, the Hudson River Historic Boat Restoration and Sailing Society is looking for a place to put the boat for the winter. Possibly they're interested in the warehouse. They would rent and pay. One of the board members wants to see it. I haven't shown it yet. But is there anything I should know about? Like, is the roof imminent?
No.
Is it gonna collapse, or are there any issues that I should know about if I do show it?
Just dark and damp.
Yeah, it's just damp.
Dark and damp.
Does the rest of the board have a problem if we rent that for 6 months?
Sounds good to me.
Any ideas on the amount?
Wasn't it being rented by the fire department previously?
Not rented, that's just, no. So this would be a private, non-for-profit group. They need a place to put.
We allowed to do that?
Put sailboat.
For a not-for-profit on a temporary basis, yeah, you're not in the commercial renting business, so.
Yeah, it's just what happened is that Mike is selling Riverview Marine, and that's where it's always sat, and they're kind of in a bind right now.
So if it were a commercial business, we couldn't do it?
Yeah, you're not in the self-storage business. You have to do governmental functions, not.
Gotcha.
But you're asking, you know, not-for-profits asking for assistance on a temporary basis, so you can.
I will show it if a board member asks me to that.
Like the town of Culvert used to make a bay available for Philmont ambulance down, you know.
Gotcha. Should we research what it costs to store a boat for winter in other places? Because I have no idea.
I think whatever we get is gonna be more than nothing, which is what we're getting now. I would ask them to make an offer.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
The last thing I just wanted to mention, Dick Howard. He makes Philmont look good at that fair. I'm thanking you for making Philmont look good, because he's up there at that fair every day with his Philmont shirt on, interacting with the public in a positive way and the kids, and he does a lot, and I went up there and helped him a few times, but, you know, I think we should thank Dick for all that he does up there and makes the entire fire service look good. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's why he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, there only is some award we can give him.
I know. Now you're not going to get any more thanks or any more awards. We're done.
Yeah, you've maxed out, Dick.
All right.
I'm done now, Brian.
If there's something else, I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor? We're done.